Are you all familiar with Lent? Raise your hand, you've heard of Lent. Yeah. It's a season in the year, liturgical season. Comes before Easter for about 5 weeks. It's a time of penance, perhaps fasting, perhaps giving things up as we prepare for the great feast of the resurrection of Easter Day. Heard of Advent? Hands, Advent, yeah. It's a season in the liturgical year, just before Christmas. It'll be coming in a couple of months. 4 weeks that we mark, we have candles we use. It's looked upon as a time of preparation for the birth of Christ, realizing that Christ was born 2,000 years ago, but also looking to the fullness of the incarnation to come. It's a liturgical season. I'd like to suggest to you this morning that we are in such a holy, sacred, and special season. About to enter into it, actually. It's a season that just about every Episcopal church is engaging in right now. It's a season that most Christian churches are involved in right now. It's the season that we call the Fall Stewardship Campaign. And what I would like to suggest to you is that this season is just as sacred, just as holy, just as significant and important in our spiritual journey as Easter, as Lent, as Advent. We do tend to chuckle when we say the stewardship campaign season. But I'd like to suggest it's deeper, much deeper than that. And I'd like to sort of begin that today, our engagement with this wondrous season that we are in, that invites and challenges each and every one of us at our very core to realize where everything that we've received comes from. We have a wonderful stewardship ministry, a group of folks leading our stewardship this year, and they have presented to us a theme that was supported by the vestry, and the theme is this: forward together in faith. Forward together in faith. And this morning, as we enter into this season, I'd like to share a few thoughts on those three thoughts: forward together in faith with you, to invite us into the sacredness of what we are about to do in these next few weeks. Forward. We are looking forward to 2024 and beyond as a community, as a parish. This is a faith community that has always looked forward. I've been blessed to be with many of you who've been here for many years. I've been blessed to have met the founders of this congregation who many years ago were moving forward to even begin this faith community in this place called Cary. They moved forward. And I would propose to you that that is in the DNA of this community, of this parish. We move forward. We move forward. Even during incredibly challenging times, we find a way to continue to move forward. I saw that most clearly when the pandemic hit us. Many people were paralyzed, didn't know what to do. Here at St. Paul's, within 24 hours, we were moving forward. We were worshiping, we were gathering in different ways, we were doing things moving forward because we're building on our DNA of who we are. And so our stewardship this year is calling us to look forward, to move forward, not looking back, not dwelling on what has been or what was, but what's before us and what our hopes and dreams are as a community, as a parish family. So our stewardship is asking us, we're going forward. It was the call of Jesus to his disciples. Come walk with me. Follow me. Don't sit with me. Don't stand with me. Walk with me. Walk with me as we move forward. So I invite you to walk forward with this community. Together. We don't do it individually. Baptism is the great call and the great insight that we need each other. Someone once said to me, a spiritual director once said to me, one of the greatest denials of Christianity is the phrase, "I can do it alone." If we're taught anything as followers of Christ, is we need each other. We need to be together. We need to walk this together, support each other, care for each other as we go forth, so that we can go into this world to care. So we do this together, each and every single one of us is called to share their gifts. As we go forward as a parish, each and every one of us is invited to decide how much money we're going to give to St. Paul's to move forward. Each of us, not just all the people who always do that, or the people who've been here a long time, all of us during this season. It's that kind of a season. Lent isn't just for some people. Advent isn't just for some people. This season isn't just for some people. It's for all of us. I invite you into that. Some may be in the beginning of the journey. Some may be in the midst of the journey. Some may be very deep in the journey. We're all called to walk together, because we need each other. We need each other to do the work that God calls us to. And we do it in faith. You know, that in faith sounds like a nice way to end a phrase, but faith is a very significant word. Faith calls us into relationship. Faith, I've always said, faith is not so much believing in something as much as it is trusting in someone. And the one in whom we all trust is Christ. Christ who calls us forward. And we let go of what we know for what we don't know. We let go of where we are for where we are not yet. We let go of who we are for what we can become. And faith calls us to that. The opposite of faith is fear. And when we live in fear, we just shut down. But if we can live as a faithful people, the possibilities and the dreams and visions are endless for us. So let us be a faithful people as we journey forth together, as we move forward together in that fearless way of moving forward. So I invite you into that phrase. Live with that phrase. Forward, together, in faith. Because that's what we propose who we are as a community. And you are a part of it. Every single one of you is a part of this. Those new to the community, those who've been here for a few years, those who've been here many years, we all share in the wonder of this community. So over the next few weeks, we'll be communicating with you through email, through letters. We'll have videos, information on Facebook, on our website, talking about where we're going as a community, who we are, what we're about. In the next couple of Sundays, we'll have folks speaking here at the services. Next Sunday, I think Carrie Hess will be speaking, and the following Sunday, Melissa Roche, speaking at all the services, sharing their story of what St. Paul's has meant in their life. And it's not that their story is more important than your story, but their story invites you to reflect on your story. That's what stories do, invite us into something deeper as we all prepare to move forward, to make a commitment of money that we can give to St. Paul's to support the operating budget. This year will be challenging as it is, as we all know it is in our own lives. As the vestry looks at this year's budget, we're expecting that the budget may need to increase by about 10%. Costs are increasing, as you know, from your own daily life. And we want to live into that. And so we're asking you to look deep into what you can do. Invite folks who've never had this opportunity to enter into this spiritual journey with us and find what you can offer, what you can give, what pledge you can make to support who we are. Because we all need to do this together if we're going to move forward. And we do it as a faithful people. And so enter into this season Let it be a holy time. Enter into conversations with those at home. Enter into conversations with friends, folks from the parish that you know. And just realize the wonder of this place. I'm excited as we move forward. I think next year is going to be a wonderful year for us as we move forward in faith and do wondrous things. Invite you during this season, this sacred season. Oh, it's not in the Book of Common Prayer, but it's much more important than that to us. As we live into this lived experience of realizing all is gift from God, and we're called to share those gifts and make a difference. Let us all walk forward together in faith, not just during this season, but throughout our journey into 2024.